I'm Marcel Paduta, Sports Inquirer, here with sophomore middle from Georgia Tech Volleyball, Lauren Pitts. Had a difficult last weekend. You dropped matches to Virginia and to Virginia Tech. What can you kind of take from those matches and preparations for these upcoming contests?
I think both those matches were big learning experiences. I think we definitely improved over the weekend as like playing as a whole team, working as a unit better. Our communication as a team improved a lot from the Friday game to the Saturday game. So I think if we carry that over to this weekend, we'll have a much more successful weekend.
In that Virginia matchup on November 21st, you actually had a career-high 12 kills. Was there something in the pregame preparations or even during the match you could see that you're going to have a good performance?
I think we had a really thorough scouting report. We talked about the game plan a lot. I was pretty mentally ready for that game. I think I was working a lot better with the setters during that set or that game, so I think that helped with the connections a lot. So I think that was a good game all around from our whole team, so it was nice to work together well.
Unique week preparing this week. We're speaking to you on Tuesday evening. You have a match tomorrow against Miami, then Thanksgiving on Thursday, and a final match on Friday. Is that kind of different, getting out of that routine and having a holiday smack in the middle of your preparations?
Yeah, it's a little different. We had the same type of schedule last year when we played in Miami, so I know the returners are pretty used to it. It might be kind of different for the freshmen. I have some family coming down, so they'll be there for both the games, so that'll be nice to be able to see them over the holiday this year.
Okay, good. And let's get to the matches themselves, one against Miami and Clemson coming up. What are some things in practice that you're working on to prepare for those contests?
Well, I know that Miami has a lot of really strong athletic hitters. We're really working on digging balls that are hit over the block. They all jump really well, so I know we're trying to focus on that a lot.
It's okay. We'll get, and then finally, we'll get some personal stuff. You're a native of Indiana. What attracted you to Georgia Tech to come down here to Atlanta?
Georgia Tech really just had it all for me. That's a really strong athletic program, great academics. I loved all the coaches here. I just love the environment, and there's so much to do in Atlanta. I love that.
Yeah, and what are you majoring in?
I'm a biology major, and I'm pre-vet.
Yeah, and I did my research, and I see you have an interesting career choice. Maybe the first one I've heard for someone that attends Georgia Tech. And how are you going to tie your major into your ultimate career goal?
Well, biology just gives you a really wide background, working in different things, developing hypotheses, working at experiments, working with large groups, which I think will be very applicable to the veterinarian field. There's also a lot of research opportunities here at Tech, so get some hands-on experience before vet school.
Why the interest in veterinary school or becoming a veterinarian?
I've always loved animals. I love the zoo. I love the Georgia Aquarium, so just any chance to work hands-on with them would be great.
Are you allowed to work with any animals here at school or on campus or outside of campus?
I'm looking into an internship either at the Georgia Aquarium or the Atlanta Zoo my junior year, probably over the summer. They both of those places have great programs for people who want to go into my field.
Good. You also have a musical background. I know you played multiple instruments. What instruments do you play?
I played the cello for 3 years and the harp for 3 years. My mom's a harpist, so we've always had music in the house, so it's nice to have a wide background.
Is it something you're able to practice now? Any musical instruments?
Not right now. Volleyball pretty much takes up most of my time. I'd like to get back into it once I'm done with volleyball here.
Okay. You mentioned your musical family. How was that growing up with music in your life so much?
It was great. I love hearing my mom playing the harp, and we have a harp room in my house, so that kind of was different than most people growing up. So just the music playing throughout the house is nice. Something nice and relaxing to grow up to.
Okay, and lastly, continuing my research, I noticed that you're interested in baking.
Yes.
What type of items do you like to bake, and what sparked that interest?
I love baking cupcakes and cookies and fudge and different things. I like making things for my roommates. It's just nice to see them happy when they come home to some delicious baked goods. So I like to, it just kind of takes my mind off school and volleyball, and it's a good stress reliever.
How long have you been involved? Is it something that started as a young kid, or something that you grew into?
I got a lot into it in high school. My grandma's a really good baker, so she kind of taught me a lot about like fundamentals and what to do. So it was really nice to have her encouragement along the way.